Joel 2, verses 15 to 17. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Well, we've heard this before. Verse 1. Blow the trumpet in Zion. But in verse 1, the trumpet blast was a blast of alarm. But in verse 15, blow the trumpet in Zion is calling the people to a holy fast and a sacred assembly, to consecrate the people, that they might call upon the name of the Lord, that he might have mercy upon them. Look at this call to prayer. It's a call for a holy fast. Now we're in the days of the Old Covenant, a sacred assembly, but all the people have to gather together to assemble. Elders, children, nursing infants, bridegroom, bride, priest, aged, young, male and female, everybody. All the people to assemble and to turn to God in a public way. And above all other occupations, even the priests in the temple, even the bride and the bridegroom getting ready for the marriage, even the nursing mothers, everybody to make this a priority, to assemble, to put this above all other occupations, to call upon the name of the Lord in prayer. And God spells out through Joel the very form of the prayer that they should use. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord. Do not make your inheritance an object of scorn, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? Can you see what the call is? It's a call to prayer. Even now, verse 12, declares the Lord, return to me. Now is the time for this seeking unto me. Psalm 95, verse 7, 2 Corinthians 6, 1 and 2. Today, now is the day, today. When Moses taught the Israelites a song, Deuteronomy 32, in that song, verses 36 to 38, he gave Israel the assurance that Israel, seeking the Lord, would find mercy from God. And here this check is being presented for payment. God will have mercy upon this people. Now, how should they pray? Spare your people, O God. Remember your people. Remember how low their cause is, what sorrow and sufferings are being inflicted upon us. We're an object of scorn. Remember how Sennacherib the Assyrian mocked Hezekiah, mocked Judah, Isaiah 36, laughing, saying, look, the gods of the nations cannot stop Assyria. Do you think the God of Judah will stop me? And so on. Well, here it is. Lord, your people are being made an object of scorn, a byword among the nations. Dismissing us will have no consequence. But it's not only us, O Lord. Above all, it's not us. Why should they say among the peoples, among the pagans, why should they say, where is their God? And you see, it's for God's glory ultimate, is the ultimate prayer. The ultimate end here is not simply the good of Judah, not simply the blessing of the people and the temple, but the name and the person, the worth and the merit of God Almighty himself among the peoples. Can we not bring this over, this principle, into the new covenant? Can we not see that when the churches are decaying, it's not only the people of God who suffer, it's the unconverted who are not hearing or seeing the gospel in the right way. And above all, in the ultimate, in the final, the end of it all, is that God himself, his name and his glory, is diminished. Can you not see that conversion and sanctification and edification and growing in grace is not an end simply in itself for the saving of sinners and the sanctifying of the people of God? Not only for the good of sinners in bringing them to Christ, not only for the good of the saints in them growing in the knowledge of Christ and holiness and happiness. No, no. It is all that. But the ultimate is that God, the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, may be magnified and glorified. And when the gospel is down, when the churches are decayed, when preaching is powerless, when there are few conversions, when sanctification is at a low ebb, when understanding is weak, these are bad in themselves. But the ultimate end is, the pagans are saying, where is their God? We become a byword among the nations, an object of joke and scorn and mocking. The satirist can laugh at us. The cartoonist can poke fun at us. May God arise and scatter his enemies for the saving of sinners, yes. For the edification of his people, yes. But above all, that men may know that God is among his people and he is worthy of all praise. Unconverted person listening to me. If there is an unconverted person listening to me, I want you saved for your own everlasting good, of course. Your own everlasting happiness. But above all, I want you saved so that you might glorify God. I want saints sanctified. I want to be sanctified, not simply for my own good, not simply for your good, my friend, but ultimately for the glory and honor and praise of God. That's why I publish these short discourses, why I do the videos, why I write books and articles. Why do I do it? For the good of the people at the time and in the future, yes, but above all, for the honor and praise of the triune God. May it be so. This is the word again. Spare your people, O Lord. Do not make your inheritance an object of scorn, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? Let God show himself through us and in us, and may he be magnified by us. May he save sinners and edify his people, all for his praise and glory and honor, for Christ's sake. Amen.